Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
We are in the fifth and final week of our first series for the fall season. We begin a new series next week. A new series is always a perfect time to invite a friend who doesn't have a church or a friend who doesn't like church to join us here at our church. We have invitation cards available at the kiosks on the concourse, or you can send an electronic invitation from our website. Invite a friend to join us for this next series. It is going to be a phenomenal series. In this series that we're wrapping up today, we're talking about enough. When is enough? Enough. It's a question that haunts us. We wonder if we have enough, if we get enough, if we do enough, if we are enough. Success in life requires investing in so many different areas of life. It seems family, finances, fitness, faith, work, school. To do enough in all of these areas might seem impossible and yet necessary and required for a successful life. And while we're worried about enough, enough isn't even the right goal. All these different areas are important to invest our time and energy in for sure, but enough isn't our goal in life. If we think about it, doing enough to get by at work, in school, with your family, in your marriage, that's no measure of success. That would be judged a failure. While we're haunted by the goal of having enough, enough isn't even the right goal. If we focus our lives on enough, we might well be missing out on the real purpose of life, which we've looked at in this series. Our goal as Christ followers, obviously, is to follow the Lord. To follow the Lord wherever he goes, even when that means going to the cross. And that sounds difficult and challenging, and sometimes it is. But it's better than the alternative, worrying about making life work out for us on our own. It's better than constantly feeling like we don't have enough. When we focus on enough, we make our lives all about us and our own will and our own way. Following the Lord is following the Lord to the cross, because the cross is more than enough. 2 weeks ago, we acknowledged that sometimes we just don't have enough money, time, energy, enthusiasm, strength, patience, courage, peace of mind, whatever. As Christ followers, we need to consistently, constantly, daily turn to the Lord in our need. Last week, we said that to follow means that we don't have to worry about good enough. We don't have to worry about good enough, as in good enough to get into heaven. That's not even a category for us. Christ on the cross is more than good enough for us. This final week of our series. And even though we're coming to an end, there is so much more that could be said on this topic, and I acknowledge that. But I just hope that in the course of this series, you've made some progress. I think I have, too, in this idea of good enough. I hope that it weighs less or a little less upon you. Maybe you have a better perspective. You know, it is our intention in these message series to take you on a bit of a journey, to end up in a different place in terms of your perspective, in terms of your spiritual growth. Our series are meant to be a kind of journey for the parish, and I hope that has been the case for you too. And even though we're ending this series today, we're actually offering a positive step moving forward, a step that can be incredibly helpful to effectively deal with this issue of enough and with lots of other issues too. Next step into a small group. My goal today, or part of my goal today, is to convince those of you who haven't joined a group or who have resisted joining a group up to this point to give it a try this semester. For those of you who have given it a try and it was not an entirely positive experience in the past, I'm inviting you to give it another try. Small groups are the place where our great big church gets small and up close and personal. We like to call them our schools for discipleship, the place where we grow spiritually. They're our delivery system for fellowship and member care, the place where our parishioners are known and loved and cared for. Nobody need get lost in the crowd if you're in a small group at this parish. And to make the case, today we're going to look at a passage from the second chapter of the book of Genesis. If you were with us this past summer, we had a whole message series devoted to the first 11 chapters of Genesis. And during that series, we learned that while people often look at this book as a kind of storybook or a fairy tale, it's actually a book of great depth and insight. Genesis helps us understand eternal truths and the reality of our human condition. And in the book of Genesis, we learn that when God created the world and everything in it, He created it good. He named it good. He pronounced it good. The world is created good. There's no war, there's no sin, there's no disease, there's no conflict. It's a complete paradise. Genesis tells us the Lord God then took the man and settled him in the garden to cultivate it and to care for it. So all the world is good, and God places the first man, Adam, in the garden. He gives him a place in paradise and a job to do, to care for and to cultivate the garden. Work is not the result of sin. It's actually a gift from God, and it was present in paradise. So Adam has his place and he has his job to do. All is good, which makes the next verse somewhat surprising, because we learn from the Lord himself, it is not good. It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a suitable partner for him. So this is the first time we hear this phrase, not good, not good. Despite all the good of paradise, something is not good. God recognizes a problem in Adam's life, that even Adam himself at this point, anyway, doesn't really understand. And that's our reality too, at least sometimes. We don't always recognize or appreciate the problems in our life. We can't always see when something is missing from our lives, something maybe that we truly need. God sees what Adam doesn't see. he sees that it's not good that the man is alone. It is not good. You know, God hates loneliness. God hates loneliness because it's opposed to his very nature. God in himself is not alone. God is a community of persons, three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. A small group, if you will. A community continually loving one another in an endless, eternal community of love. That is the basic reality, and that is the highest reality, a community of love. Even though Adam has a great relationship with God, he talks to him on a daily basis, he walks with him, it's not enough. And that almost sounds blasphemous, doesn't it? Because we think all we need is God, and we do need God, but the scriptures suggest we need more. It's not enough to just have a relationship with God. Spiritual health and growth requires more. You will probably not ever grow closer to God than you are right now. You will probably not ever become everything that God wants you to be by just spending time with God in personal prayer and private devotion. Personal prayer and private devotion are terrific. They're essential. They're important. They're just not enough. To grow as a follower of Christ, it is probably not enough for you to simply come here to Mass week after week after week. Mass is crucial. Mass is critical. Don't get me wrong. It is the source and summit of our whole faith. But more is needed. The Mass itself requires and calls for more. You need friendship in faith. You know, I was thinking about this past week. Ironically, old-time parishes back in the day. You know, we talk about small groups and we're an innovative parish and we're on the cutting edge and all that stuff. Old-time parishes back in the day. And I'm thinking of like your great-grandparents' parish. They got this right. They understood this. The whole of parish life was designed to build fellowship and friendship in faith among parishioners that served as a foundation and powerful support for the faith of their parishioners. Those days are long gone, and so is that support. And meanwhile, today, with our insane schedules and our absorption in social media, we're more isolated and alone and lonely than ever. Trying to hang on to our faith and live our values in a crazy culture that's opposed to faith and values. That is not exactly setting ourselves or our families up for success. We need friends in faith. We need friends in faith to more successfully follow Christ Jesus. We also need them to just live more successful lives. You are not enough, and neither am I. You are not enough on your own to solve your problems and meet the responsibilities and challenges of your life. You will never have enough time, energy, stamina, willpower to do it all. You can't. Neither can I. You need God and you need others. You need friends in faith. On the flip side, it's amazing the strength and power that comes when we're working together in a group. We see this all over. We see it in physics, in government, in the arts, in every profession, in nature itself. This is the time of year that we see the famous Canadian geese flying south for the winter. They always capture our attention and captivate us with their dramatic, beautiful formations. Geese flying together go further, faster than geese flying alone. I read, in fact, 70% further, faster. Same for us. I'm not sure of the percentage, but we're going to go further faster with friends in faith. We might not see the problem, but God does. Look at this story. So God formed out of the ground various wild animals and various birds of the air and brought them to the man to see what he would call them, but none would prove suitable as a partner for man. So, wait a minute. Didn't God know that none of the animals would satisfy Adam's need for companionship? Didn't God know that all of the animals would fall short? Sure, of course he did. He did, but Adam didn't. As all of these animals failed to meet Adam's need for companionship, God is helping him realize that he needs human companionship. God is heightening his desire for fellowship and friendship in which he is known and which he can know another person. The Lord God built up into a woman the rib that he had taken from the man. When he brought her to the man said, "This one at last is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh." Adam finally and at last understands his situation. And now it is good. Our experience is that when people join a small group, they have a recognition not unlike Adam's, that they didn't know what they were missing. Just substantive conversation with other people who actually listen to you and care about you and what you have to say could be an entirely new and refreshing experience for lots of people. Talking about what matters to you, what concerns you, what you're worried about, what you're currently dealing with at home, at school, at work. Sharing hopes and fears and joys and sorrow. No, it said sharing a joy doubles it. And sharing a sorrow can cut it in half. And placing all of it in the context of our faith to make so much more sense out of it and to come to greater understanding of our faith in the process. You know, on the weekend, I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but on the weekend, I do all the talking. And you do the listening. At least, I hope you're listening. But in small groups, you get to talk. You sit in a circle, and it's your turn to talk. So I'm inviting you to take a moment at some point while you're here this morning and fill out this sign-up card and then head out to those tents on the plaza out front and sign up for a group. We have all kinds of groups that meet all weekend long, all week long, in dozens of different locations in and around town. We have men's groups and women's groups and moms groups and couples groups and singles groups and young adult groups and seniors groups and groups for the elderly and middle school groups and high school groups too. There's a group for you. And this year, we're excited to launch a whole new category of groups, online small groups. Seriously, what is an online small group? Well, it's just like any small group, but instead of meeting in someone's house, they meet in a video conference call. And if that sounds complicated or beyond your technical skill, it's not. I just participated in one this week, and it's easy to do, and I really enjoyed it too. And our small group team can set you up and make it easy for you to get involved too. And that means that if you're part of our online congregation, wherever you are in the world this morning, you can join a small group at this church. If you travel regularly or live elsewhere for part of the year or just don't like to drive at night, you can join a small group too. And if you're already in a group like thousands of you are, you might want to consider leading a group. Nobody ever thinks that they can lead a group, but we make it easy, and we supply you with everything you need. And because our program is growing, we need more leaders. So think about it. At least come out to the tent on the tents on the plaza and talk to us about it. The bad news is that you cannot have an entirely successful life all alone and on your own, at least not the successful life that God wants for you, because there just isn't enough of you to pull it off. And that's the bad news. The good news is you don't have to.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.